This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spend...
Woo!
We will spend... Woo! We are so close.
We're getting there.
We are so close.
I've heard that before.
Don't worry, it happens to a lot of guys. Just a little early.
Yep.
We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy and returning champion is the lovely and talented Danny, who thought Whistling Dixie was an ocean of musical penises and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call and off we go on Big Dummy. Brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hold the towels, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,381. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Football is getting ready to kick off here. Tonight we got some games. This weekend is the unofficial kickoff of college football.
Week one.
NFL's coming up.
Yep.
So today,
Sounders are playing a championship game.
It's on Sunday.
Sunday afternoon.
Yep. Mariners are still in it. So today the best sports. Well, we don't say that this
I late. Know. It's just funny.
Here. Yeah, Mariners still around.
I mean, they're around. Season to be saying that. But they're yeah, around. They are, yeah. man.
But the best sports bars in Seattle. And I know that I've been to quite a few of them.
Most, the three of us in this room definitely know them, and shout out to Eater Seattle. I'm going to add a couple more to the list.
Nice.
Just because I know them, and frankly, a couple of them already have the Mendrum IPA on draft.
Boom. There you go.
Yeah, but I'm going to give some love to a couple that I go to as well.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit, too, like, what makes a good sports bar to you? Because everybody has a different idea, and this list has, like, fancy ones, kind of in-betweeners, and then I don't want to call them... Like more divey, but that's kind of more my speed.
Yeah, so, I like dive bars. I do. Look, it used to be an insult to me. I'm like, that's what appeals to me. Right?
There are bars out there that have their fan bases. No, so in other words, we'll have they're the official bar of Michigan State.
Yeah,
or whatever. And those are sports bars. There's also a lot of great bars where they're just good spots to watch a game.
Correct.
You know, so there's a good combination of the two. You can go to Buckley's. You can also go to a neighborhood watering hole where you know the bartender. They're going to put the game
on this TV for you.
Exactly.
It.
You'll be close. You know the food. You know everything else. So, yeah.
As you say, at our local watering hole, the only weird one I got is they were like, what do you want to watch? I was like, F1. They were like, okay.
Then how many people got into it when you put it on?
Oh, you know, like eight of those dudes sitting around the bar.
Yeah, I know exactly who they are. Yes. Yeah,
very cool. So the best sports bars in Seattle coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Brand new Biggest Dummy. Actually not new to us.
I mean, she's back, man. It's like her reunion tour.
Danny, who was almost our Biggest Dummy for an entire year, is once again the Biggest Dummy.
Yay.
It took her 11 questions last week to get one right. It's an impressive... Why just keep punishing yourself? I'm not exactly sure. She said the last time she played, she was one and done.
Yep.
Probably thinking that she's, you know, getting a little better at the game. Apparently not.
She even said, I have not called back in a long time because, one, you guys are giving me grief, and two, I just know I go down in flames. So to her credit, she lived up to her expectations.
Okay, yeah. So,
I know.
When we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. Now, last week, as we were doing the poll... An In-N-Out Burger opened up down in, is it Richfield?
Ridgefield, Washington. That's where the casino is.
Yeah.
That's where they have another amphitheater down there.
They have an outdoor amphitheater where, like, typically, like, the show's from White River.
Because it's basically, same level. It's basically Vancouver or North Portland, but it's in the state of Washington.
Yeah. It's Portland's equivalent to White River Amphitheater. Essentially, they just gotta drive. They gotta drive into our state.
Yeah, that's right. To have some fun, you gotta pay taxes now.
You
want
to go to a real casino? I mean, you gotta come up to where we are.
Pump your own gas.
That's right.
Yeah, get out your car. Pump your gas.
God, I hate that.
Well, they've changed it a little bit.
They have.
Have they loosened up?
They have.
Does that leave Jersey? Jersey still what? The only state where you cannot pump your own
gas? I want to say in Oregon, they give the gas stations the choice now.
All right.
But I'm pretty sure New Jersey is the only one where they're like strict about it.
To
and
me,
look, I messed it up in Oregon plenty of times. And the guy's like, what are you doing? Like pumping gas. What are you doing?
Well, okay.
To me, look, I'll pump your gas in the summer. When the weather turns, self-serve, bro.
Well, here's the thing. In Southern Oregon, and I made this mistake. They say, look, you can pump your own gas. Or the guy will come up and pump the gas. Now, I am in rural Southern Oregon. And much as Ted will talk about self-checkout, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're taking people's jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I open the door, and I'm like, it's cracked, like 5 inches. I don't have the window rolled down. I see a dude there. Hey, man, open the door. What are you doing? I'm getting out to put gas in the car, man.
It's a gas station.
He's like, man, don't do that. I said, why not? He said, that's my job. I don't want you to take my job. And I was like, hey.
Okay.
All fairness, man. Here's my credit card. You do you, man. It's okay. I'm going to go out, though.
Then he found out the guy didn't work there and he stole his credit card.
He took off running. I'm going to get out and clean my windows off. Well, that's okay with you. So
you can
out.
Do that.
Well, I did that because I didn't, you know.
You can clean your windows. Because they used to be. When I was a kid.
Oh, they check your oil.
They checked the oil. They pumped your gas. They cleaned the windows. I thought it was great, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my father knows bitch. They're not cleaning the windows.
They call it a full service station.
Mm-hmm.
Full service.
Look, I'm with Thrill. If you're going to pump my gas, you better clean that windshield.
All right. Well, you're going to be that guy.
Yeah. I'll tip you.
You will tip him.
But if you're going to pump my gas, like if I can't pump my own gas, clean the window. You don't have to check my oil, but clean the window.
Actually, check my oil. I'm not sure.
Check it with your finger. Yeah, very good. That's
right. That is a funny word, though.
What?
Dipstick.
Right. I know. Yeah. As a kid, every time they said it, I would giggle.
So, the In-N-Out Burger has opened up. Do we know anybody who's been?
Nope.
I know that I've heard people who've been talking about driving down there. I just don't know the ideal time to get there where it's not going to be another. So it's probably about a 2 hour and a half drive, maybe 2:45 to get
down
there.
It's not worth it for an In-N-Out Burger.
It's a long way to go.
I like an In-N-Out Burger, but I'm not going to drive 2.5 hours to get one.
It's also going to take you 45 more minutes, I would guess.
Yeah, just to get it.
From the time you get there to get the order.
Right, right now, it'd take you about 2.5 hours to get there. So yeah, like last year, we were driving to Eugene
to go
see the Maryland Oregon
duck game, yeah.
So we did stop at that one down there by Corvallis because it was on the way.
Yeah, there's one in Salem, too.
But I wouldn't drive specifically just to get in and out 2.5 hours.
No.
Hmm.
And you don't just get in and out. You be in, wait a hot minute, then you're out.
Also, be careful with those peppers, people.
Oh.
They're a little spicier than you think.
Yeah, they're good. So the In-N-Out Burger opened up. So we like, look, it was a big deal. They've been talking about this for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they were offered a franchise, this has been a news story. And it's because it's In-N-Out Burger and people love it. But there are other chains that are cult favorites too. And we don't really have those in this area. So the other options on the men's room poll, obviously we put In-N-Out in there. We also put Culver's, which is huge in the Midwest.
Yep.
People swear by them. We had a listener in Kentucky say how delicious they were. Had a guy write in and say they're put a Culver's, a Whataburger across the street from a Culver's,
mm-hmm.
losing his mind. Whataburger, what a burger, was also on the list because we don't have those in this area. And White Castle. So we try to stay away from the franchises that we can get somewhat locally. And the idea was if you could pick one of these locations that was going to open up a new franchise near you, which would you pick? And here's how the results shook out if you follow us on Men's Room Live on X. So in fourth place, 13% of the votes, White Castle Hamburgers.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, that's you either love it or you think it's the most disgusting thing you've ever eaten.
I would say either you love it or you're buzzed and need something in your belly and they're open.
Yeah.
Castle is great. I mean, that's why that whole movie is at night.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I've had it for lunch one time and went, I won't do this again.
But the sun needs to be down.
Right. At nighttime, you're like, these are great.
And they're stoned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I truly believe with White Castle, it needs to go in your hotel room. You need a big bag of White Castle. You need a ton of sliders. You need a ton of,
correct.
To go up. You need to dump it on a table because it's a bachelor party. There's something going on. You know, you've got your family with you. Like, look, let's just grab something real quick. But White Castle got 13% of the vote. Kind of a close tie for second and third. Culver's came in third place with 20% of the vote. But if you talk to anybody who loves Culver's, they will tell you that, I guess, in the jack-in-the-box way, they have just a lot of different good options.
If you look at their menu and then hear the reviews of all these different menu items, I know nothing about it other than what we heard last week, and to me, that's my number one.
Right. So, VD, he's going on about their smoothies or whatever the hell those things are. We have other listeners.
Cement mixer?
Yeah, cement mixer.
Yeah, yeah.
Other listeners say you have to have their
curds or whatever.
Cheese curds or their codfish sandwich. We haven't even talked about their butter burgers and all that stuff.
Yeah, no one brought up the burgers.
Yeah, they have a Italian beef sandwich there. They got all kinds of good stuff. So Culver's was in third at 20%. Whataburger was in second with 22% of the vote.
I like Whataburger.
My son remember, swears by
that. That was close.
Miles, remember, they serve breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
They know get home from the bar. Have you had Whataburger's breakfast?
I have not.
Okay,
I've ordered. They will deliver you a cheeseburger at 4 a.m. I know that.
But also put hash browns if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they have little like boneless nuggets or boneless wings nuggets.
Yeah. See, my thing is always.
I would say you ever had a bone-in nugget?
Because
it ain't chicken.
One time.
See, my thing is I've always wanted the opposite of that. It's not that I don't like breakfast food. I do love breakfast food. But sometimes at 9 o'clock in the morning, I just want a basic bitch cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Jack in the Box is great.
I was going to say, Jack doesn't give a
try our new basic bitch cheeseburger.
Because Jack will
Jack,
are you a basic like, bitch? Jack's got you covered.
Right. Whatever you want, he's like 24 hours a day. Come get it.
We got it. We got it.
That's right.
Come get it. Same with Elmer's. You can get a steak and for breakfast and eggs and all that crap. Number one In-N-Out Burger, 45% said yes. That's the one that you wanted near you. So that's how that shook out. Okay, so this week on the men's room poll, we have a big day in Seattle. I want to say that they've said that over 1 million travelers will be coming into SeaTac this weekend. So there's a lot of stuff going on. So basically, we have four events that you could pick from as far as your entertainment.
All right.
So we have the Washington State Fair and also the Evergreen State Fair. So we're just going to put those all under one umbrella and say, hey, look, you can go to the fair this weekend,
all right,
which is always a good time. As far as rides go, fun. The kids love it. There's musical acts. There's all kinds of reasons to go. The food is great.
Again, it's a fair.
Yeah, it's a fair.
Go for the Fisher scones.
You and the freaking scones. Like, dude, there's there's all kinds of
things. Everybody here in those
big bands playing. Yeah. The scones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go for the scones.
That is the staple of Washington State.
I was going to say, I had never cared about a scone until I moved here. And we were like, the scones. And I was like, shut up about scones.
Yeah.
And then I tried one at that Evergreen State Fair and bought six to take home.
The taste of Seattle is not the coffee. It's not the Seattle dog. It's the doggone scones.
And the corn.
Okay.
And the corn.
Yeah, corn.
Well, the thing is, you'll find out how fast kids can burn through money when you take them to a fair. Mm. It's amazing. Like, you think the movie's bad. Man, you're like, I remember bringing my kids there, like, wow, they're just plowed. They're having a blast.
Oh, they're having a great time, yeah.
It's not Disneyland expensive, but it's, you know, it's...
Also, the animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah. It's not like I'm a livestock guy, but I like looking at that livestock.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of like...
So you can go to the fair, either way, north or south. Next up, PAX West is going on at the convention center.
That's the
downtown.
Video game one.
That is the video game one, and all that right. thing is huge.
Well, yeah, it's video games, man.
Right.
And what did I say? Video games and porn are the two biggest money-making entertainment industries, period. Yeah. Across the world, without exception. My son would probably love it. Like, if they have Atari, I could do that, but...
They're all there.
Yeah.
The guest list is impressive if you know anything about... The developers are there. Some people who are, like, in the movies based on video games.
All right.
So you get a little cross-section of everybody where you can get an autograph. You can play advanced games before they come out. If you're a gamer, you know all about PAX West. You could probably explain it better to us. Third is Bumbershoot, which is legendary. The musical thing that goes on, every Labor Day weekend since we have been here. That includes comedians, musicians, and all that stuff. We're not even mentioning Dave Matthews out of the Gorge. I'm pretty sure he occupies.
Oh, yeah. That's a massive thing.
So a lot of people are in town for that, too. But we're going to say Bumbershoot on the musical option. As far as a Labor Day event. And finally, the Sounders, as the Sounders are involved in the League's Cup.
Yeah, but
so they, final.
The final. The Cup lasts a while, the final. This is the deal.
Yeah, and they're taking on Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. And that game is at 5 o'clock at Lumen.
On Sunday. So and you have the Huskies have a home game Saturday night at 8.
Oh, really? Who are they playing?
Colorado State.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So at least you know with this game, Messi will play, right?
I would think so.
Traditionally, right, I don't think he plays on turf, but this is a final. I would think he'll play.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't. You know what? I haven't been as good on MLS last couple of years. I can't remember if he started playing on turf or not.
All right. So we've got the Sounders Leagues Cup. We've got the Bumper Shoot Festival, PAX West, and the fairs, whether you want to go to the Washington State Fair or the Evergreen Fair. So that's our men's room poll.
What would you pick there, Miles?
What would I pick, man? To be honest with you, in this instance, I think I'm going to go for... I'm going to go back to the Sounders. I used to have season tickets for a number of years. I enjoyed my time there. It was about friends as much as it was about sure. anything else. But, you know, getting together, having a few beers, and going in there, and I enjoyed watching the games. Sometimes it was pouring down rain or whatever. I'd duck out and, you know, go to a bar or go to Sluggers or whatever if we're getting our ass kicked. But I just enjoyed the entire experience of being down there.
Yeah, and a 5 p.m. start's awesome.
I'm taking the fair.
I think, yeah.
The Evergreen State Fair with the kids, a couple of years in a row, man. Like I said, there's that one ride that I will never get on again because I just find it effing terrifying. My daughter loved it. But the kids have fun. I have fun. You're right. I lose a lot of money, end up with a lot of stuffed animals that I don't freaking want. And see, here's the problem. My daughter likes the stuffed animals. My son does not. My son does not care about rides, but he likes to play the games. But he's good at all the games, so he keeps winning all these stuffed animals. And then he gives it to his sister, which inevitably I end up carrying to the car. It's ridiculous.
And if you know anything about making a bed, it's all about the stuffed animals with the kids. You got to put all 90 of them.
Every freaking one.
Back on the bed. It's a pain in the ass. And this lasts until they're about 19 years old. So our men's room poll, pick a Labor Day event. Are you going to the fair? Or are you going to PAX West, Bumper Shoot, or Sounders? We're going to take a break, come back, and play the game known as Big Dummy next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Allison. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Allison.
Nope. How you doing?
Hola.
Allison, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Mostly sober.
Mostly sober.
Not sober for Allison.
All right, Allison.
I went out to lunch with my brother and had a margarita, so.
Wow, very nice.
I'm not a cop. Okay, our men's room poll there, Allison. Now pick a Labor Day event. Are you taking the state fair or any fair in general? PAX West, Bumper Shoot, or the Sounders?
State fair.
Fair it is.
All right.
Fair.
You getting scones?
Huh?
Are you going to get scones?
Oh, God, yes.
Are you going to get the street corn?
No.
Fine.
But I'll get a funnel cake.
You know here's the thing about a funnel. I had not had a funnel cake in years, and we're in Beachtown in Delaware. They got funnel cakes. I'm like, you know, I'm going to get a funnel cake.
Hell yeah.
I realize as an adult, it is impossible for me to finish this funnel cake. So they hand this thing to me. Brother, the guy hands me the plate. I swear to God, it's like 3 pounds of just grease, powdered sugar, and delicious. So I essentially ate the outer rim of it, took it back to the house we're staying at, and just told the kids, hey, the rest of this is yours.
Do you know how your grandma makes pancakes?
Pretty much like a funnel cake. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you do a half inch of oil and you take pancake batter and do that, you can make a funnel cake. It's the same thing.
She called them pancakes because my grandmother, God rest her soul, made the most delicious pancakes ever. But she wanted us to die young. You could feel your heart clogging with grease, but they were so good, you did not care, man.
I want one.
Seriously, man. Mm-hmm. Seriously. All right, Allison, here is your question. In the 12 days of Christmas, what did my true love give to me on the seventh day?
That would be 7 geese a-laying.
Actually, on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave me herpes. But according to the song, it was swans a-swimming.
Swans
a-swimming.
That'd be 6 geese a-laying.
So
what do I do with these things? I would be so mad. Like, dude, you gave me 7 swans. Like, what do I do with this?
What are they swimming at? I don't have a pond. Can't you eat swan?
I don't know. Do people eat swan? You can eat goose. Swan.
Correct.
My grandma once ran down a pheasant and ate it.
Well,
pheasant are tasty. People eat pheasant.
Yeah, but she ran it down. I've never, like, run down a pig, tackled it.
You don't mean to.
Yes, you can eat swan.
She did. It was in the road. And she's like, hey, pheasant for dinner. And she ran it over.
Were you in the car with her when she did this?
Yeah, I was about 3.
Tell you what, I like the... I like your grandma.
Yeah.
Where were you living?
That would have been probably Wisconsin.
Okay, I was going to say, people make fun of West Virginia. Sometimes I hear stories, I'm like, this is not deserved.
Yeah, based on that. Did she run down any other animals for dinner?
She did a lot of other weird things, but that was it for dinner.
Okay. Damn. I've never imagined my parents going, ooh, dinner.
It's a dog.
Right.
Well, grandma was wonderful, but also very weird and strange and, you know.
That's how grandmothers are. All right, here's your question. Speaking of food, sorry, it's not road pheasant, but in this case, what is the main ingredient of the dish known as baba ganoush?
Mm. Oh, God. Baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush. That is so fun to say.
Chickpeas.
That's not a bad guess.
Is it eggplant?
It is, in fact, eggplant.
All right.
Baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush. You know, I like eggplant.
Damn.
I do.
I don't know what I've had.
Eggplant parm, eggplant fries.
No, eggplant parmesan does not count.
All right, what about eggplant fries?
Is it just eggplant cut like fries? I've never actually had one.
Soak them overnight and stuff.
I'd give them a try.
I feel like if there's a dish and they're like, we've cooked the eggplant, it's like it's underneath the chicken or whatever. Mm. Like that restaurant in Mexico. They used to have a dish that had eggplant and then chicken on top.
I never ordered it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Have you ever been to a Lebanese restaurant?
I have not.
They have all these things.
Oh, yeah.
They have all of this.
Well, yeah.
So it's like, it's awesome.
Chickpeas, eggplant.
Tzatziki.
Olives, yeah.
I mean, everything. You know what else I like?
Beef. What do you like?
I don't think it's Middle Eastern, but I think it's like Greek orzo. Like an orzo salad in the summer?
It's a little too grainy for me. It doesn't taste bad. I just feel like it's like eating grape nuts. I feel like you spend the rest of the day running your tongue through your mouth and still discovering orzo.
Mm.
All right, Allison, here is your question. What game has the winner striking the loser's wrist with 2 extended fingers?
Oh, my goodness.
Look, you have heard of this game. I did not know that this was, quote-unquote, the finishing move to this game, but it is a game that everyone has played.
Okay, scissors, paper, rock.
No one says it that way, but I'm going to get... Scissors, paper, rock?
It's Rochambeau.
Rochambeau, yeah. But rock, paper, scissors.
Everyone says rock, paper, scissors. I mean, look, there's nothing wrong. You're right. It's just...
What was the drink you had for lunch?
Margarita.
Okay. Margarita.
I see.
Okay. Shot.
And if I put her down, it's not sober.
Wow.
Anybody ever listen to that show, Anthony and Opie?
Hey. Right people.
Hey.
Scissors, paper, rock. Okay.
That's going to mess with my head all day.
It's like, can you say the alphabet you start at C? Like, I got all 26 letters. I just do it randomly.
Right.
I
mean,
25.
Yeah.
I'll get an order of ranch with a side of fries.
That's right. A great idea. How about you get some syrup and a side of pancakes?
Yeah.
Milk and syrup?
Yeah. Right. Can I get some butter and add toast if you could?
That goes together like carrots and peas.
Right.
Well, there are some places where the last name is your name instead of your first name.
Yeah,
so
not
in that
here.
Instance, I know. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, like Japan.
I'm trying to think what else you could do. So you'd be Smith. You'd be Hill. Mm-hmm. I'd be Montgomery. You know? And you'd be Honk.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober Tom. Okay, Sober Tom, pick a Labor Day event. Would you like to go to the fair? PAX West, Bumper Shoot, or the Sounders?
I'll go to the Puyallup Fair.
The Puyallup Fair?
All right, very specific.
That's the Washington State Fair.
Okay. What does PAX stand for? Anyone know?
Penny Arcade Convention?
For real?
I'm pretty sure Penny Arcade is what it started as.
Okay,
right?
That makes sense then. Hmm. I just wondered.
I don't know why there's an X in it.
If they call it a pot,
it's extreme now.
It's extreme, Ted.
Extreme. Yeah, they have dew. They have Mountain Dew.
Yeah, the water fountains are nothing but Mountain Dew. All right, Tom, here's your question. The insomnia medication Zolpidem Tartrate is marketed in the United States under what name?
Penny Arcade Expo.
Oh, yikes. I have no idea. Ozempic?
Hold on.
Ask again.
The insomnia medication Zolpidem Tartrate. It's marketed in the United States under what name?
Is this a pharmaceutical drug?
I'm going to give you a hint that'll give it away.
Melatonin.
Does it make you racist?
It has a side effect of racism.
God, what did she take?
Ambien.
That's right.
Side effect of racism. Who was that?
Roseanne
Barr.
It was Ambien. That's why I dropped the N-bomb. Okay.
I thought Paula Deen used that one, too. Or she just like using
the
word.
She does not need Ambien, Ted.
No, she right. just said she's from the South.
Paula right. Deen's just straight up like, nah, I just dropped it because I'm an a-hole.
Hey, if they can say it, why can't I say it?
Then yeah. you found out.
Nay say it.
Like that teacher.
Yeah. God, oh my, that guy. That dude, stop talking.
Shut up.
Stop talking. I hear your argument. Shut up. All right, Tom, your question. How many lines are in a limerick?
Ooh.
Five.
Bam.
Got it. Nice job.
That is
correct. Nice. Game is Big W 206-803 Rock.
How many Thomases do we have? Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
I told Ted. Thomas.
Hey. Hola.
Thomas. Sober, not sober.
Sober.
Okay. All right, Thomas, our men's room poll. Pick a Labor Day event. You going to the fair, PAX West, Bumper Shoot, or the Sounders?
Bumper Shoot.
All right. Very cool.
Who's playing this year? Anyone know?
So many bands that I don't know that I start to feel really bad about the fact that I'm a music guy and I don't know a lot of these bands. That's one thing I hate about the Bumper Shoot lineup. Also, Capitol Hill Block Party.
I
know one band.
Yeah.
I know two bands.
Like, I said, the last time I went to Bumper Shoot, it was me and Migs because Faith No More played.
That was the last time I've been.
And that was in 19...
In 27, Mike.
Saturday night, the headliner is Weezer. Everybody knows
okay,
that.
Okay, there's one.
That's a reason not to go.
Janelle Monroe.
I know her name.
She's on Sunday. Aurora is the closer.
No idea.
I don't know any of these.
Man. God, I'm old, too.
Phoebe Stockwell.
Yeah, let's go for the food now.
Bob the Drag Queen. DJ said.
Wait, Bob the Drag Queen's going to be there?
Bright Eyes.
Yeah.
Bob the Drag Queen's not an art, not a
coffin
musician.
Break.
Fed Dog.
Okay.
Don't you just go for the people watching?
Ooh, Fleetwood Snack.
He's not kidding. That is actually part of the lineup. All right, Thomas, here's your question.
I'm going for Frankie and the Witch Fingers.
Where's how many lines are in a limerick? How many lines are in a haiku?
Three.
People, know your freaking lives. All right, before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question here. True or false, Eleanor Roosevelt's maiden name was Roosevelt?
True.
No way.
You know what I like about Thomas
Eleanor Roosevelt, Roosevelt?
Her maiden name was Roosevelt.
Oh, her maiden name. Okay, I thought you said her middle name.
No, no. So she was Eleanor Roosevelt, then she got married and stayed Eleanor Roosevelt.
Okay, is this one of those inbred things?
I don't know.
No, I think there's just a lot of Roosevelts. Like, it wouldn't be that odd for me to meet another Smith.
No, definitely not.
So what happened to the Roosevelts? In other words, it was a very popular name back in the day.
Right, you don't hear it a lot now.
Yeah, you have that association.
Like, Smith is still around. Johnson's still around.
What happened to the Roosevelts?
Johnson.
Adams. Right. Yeah, they're all around.
But no Roosevelts.
Maybe they weren't breeding.
How about Buchanan? Or Buckhannon, where I'm from.
That you guys said Buchanan?
I haven't known a whole lot of
Buchanans. That's why they make fun of West Virginia. Well, nobody says James Buchanan.
No.
Well, James Buchanan.
Is that James Buchanan?
We had a town in West Virginia, still do.
It's Buchanan.
It's Buchanan.
Here's the thing. It's Buchanan, damn it.
You got to remember there's bucks there. That's the most important thing you can change. Right.
Buchanan.
There's a Buchanan buck.
If it's got buck in it,
I mean,
Thurl
just nailed it on the head, though.
What's that?
Earlier, when Miles was like, why does West Virginia get so much crap?
They said Buchanan.
Because you weirdos
they do call it Buchanan. They do call it Buchanan.
I believe it.
I don't doubt you.
It wasn't my idea.
Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
Jeez, a whiz.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Thomas, are you sober or not sober?
Working on not sober.
Well, Thomas, great. Welcome to Thomas Day.
Thomas Day.
Yay.
All right, Thomas. Pick a Labor Day event. Going to the fair, PAX West, Bummer Shooter, the Sounders.
I'm definitely going to the Sounders game.
Sounders, nice.
Excellent.
Okay.
Are you actually going for real?
Unfortunately, I am not. I wish I could.
Okay.
Those prices went through the roof.
Yes. What are we talking about? If I wanted to go now.
Well, the problem is because Messi's going to be here.
Right. Say no more. Right. That's the difference.
Right, this league's cut. Like, I don't think they'd be nearly that expensive if it wasn't Miami and Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give you a dollar if you can find it on TV. How's it?
And they charge you an arm and a leg and your firstborn.
I gotta find. I watched it on doors. Like, do you have Apple or whatever it is?
I watched it in Spanish last night.
Just so you could watch it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because I don't have Apple TV.
I wonder. Well, no. Yeah, because of the game. Because who they're playing.
Come on, guys.
Shout out to the Spanish channel, though. It shouldn't be shocking, but some of the commercials were in English.
I believe they're like, because you can't find it. You don't have Apple TV. Also, we know that. Yeah,
because if you speak Spanish, more than likely you can speak English.
Yeah, it's a good chance. All right, Thomas, here is your question. We asked, how many lines are in a limerick? How many lines are in a haiku for you, my friend? How many lines are in a sonnet?
Oh, my goodness.
That's the spirit.
Five?
I said seven.
Nope, you guys remember? I had to learn this in high school. Because
13?
14.
Damn it.
And it has come into play every day of my life. Thank you for teaching me how many lines are in a sonnet. Hey, I can't go a day.
What is the idea of a sonnet?
All I know is that Shakespeare was big on it. I don't know if it's just like a quick aside that a character says, but it...
Well, it doesn't rhyme or anything.
No, I don't... It's not
distinguished.
My name is William, and I'm here to say...
Yeah. Well, see, that would be entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that final in Spanish again.
Are you kidding?
Nope. Wow. Specific metric and rhythmic structure and is generally used to express emotions or profound ideas artistically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the characters go off and have a big Shakespearean sonnet.
Yeah, like if I write a sonnet, I got to be like, ye old love, can I have your hand?
Ye old love.
That is exactly it.
I have something to do with it.
All right.
I have something for you to hold with it.
All right, Thomas, you're going to hate me.
Yonder big booty lady.
It's our last line question. How many lines are in a quatrain?
Oh, nice.
What on earth? Well, obviously my answer one and done is gone. Again, thanks for the weird questions.
You're welcome.
That's a quatrain, man. What are you drinking, a liquid Quaalude?
Cool.
That was a black PBR and some weed.
What's a black PBR?
The PBR extras that have like 6.5% alcohol.
I've never heard of those.
I saw PBR Light today at the QFC, and I was like, that's something I haven't seen in a while.
PBR extras, bro. It's a black one.
I'll be damned.
I might check that out.
Take the middleman out.
Damn. All right.
Straight to the house.
Quit fooling around and just go for it.
So how many lines do you think are in a quatrain?
Quattro-y kind of sounds like four.
There you go.
Very good.
Way to go.
Yeah. Shout out to the black can.
Yeah, they tried to teach math that way. Instead of soul train, they had the quatrain.
I have never seen that.
Hold on, let me take a look at this.
I mean, it's legit, just black with the Pabst Blue Ribbon on it.
PBR Light changed their logo, so they're no longer like light blue. So I saw it today, and I was like, ooh, and they had tall boys.
And then when I was in California, PBR also makes a seltzer with no alcohol but 10 milligrams of THC.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Did you try one?
I had about five.
And?
It was awesome.
I bet you that's 50 milligrams.
Yeah, that dinner was great.
I would die, dude.
Davis, Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. It's like 50 milligrams. It's like one of those little things you drink.
Well, I was at a pool, hanging out, you know. So then over the course, I kept drinking them like they were beer. And then I was like, oh, man, I'm stoked.
That's cool. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
John, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I'm finally on Team Not Sober.
All right, John, what have you been doing to get there? Drinking a men's room IPA?
No, smoking a men's room joint. No, just
that would be one day wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We sure hope that happens.
First
John.
In line, guys.
Ah, man.
Now you'd be second in line.
Yeah. All right, pick a Labor Day event. You going to the fair, PAX West, Bumber Shooter, the Sounders?
Can I plug my friend's event that I'm actually going to?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to be at the Airport Tavern for Saturday and Sunday. My friend who owns the place is running two outdoor little mini festivals there.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
All right. Okay. Which one do you want to go to out of our options?
Probably Bumper Shoot. I'm just more into music.
All right.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you know the names of any of the bands that we ran off there except Fleetwood Snack?
No. I guess, isn't that the point of Bumper Shoot, though? Go listen to something new?
Yeah. Discover new music. Nothing wrong with that, man, to be fair.
Yeah.
All right.
Which band is your buddy in?
What's that?
What band is your buddy in? You pimped the event, but like, what band is he in?
Oh, my buddy actually owns the venue, so it's his whole thing. The Movement and Tribal Seeds are playing on Saturday, and then there's a whole bunch of Polynesian artists playing on Sunday.
Oh, have you seen the band The Bowel Movement? It's a little something I've been working on. Yeah. Our album, Rumble From Below.
John, if I'm not mistaken, there's a Polynesian band in town that plays Daryl Hall and John Oates covers.
Is that the Mini Donuts or something?
I believe, man.
The Mini Donuts.
Or a little. I feel like it's
I'm
a
telling
little
you,
something.
There's a Hall & Oates cover band.
The Little Debbies.
You have told me about them before.
I've seen them.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen them?
Yeah, they played one of the Big Hearts and Backpacks for the Soldiers of Destiny, one of our fundraisers.
All right.
Huh.
Okay. And they're a Polynesian band?
I don't know where they're from. I just know that there is a different twist on Hall & Oates.
Right.
Because I don't want you to hear, oh, really? They're Korean? What, do we all look alike?
Right.
That's what I fall into. So I'm like, I don't remember.
There you go. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Safe.
All right, John, here's your question.
Yeah, the Little Donuts.
They are called the Little Donuts.
Yeah, I've seen them.
What's the description of the Little Donuts?
A notable band in the Seattle area that plays Hall & Oates songs is the Little Donuts, an all-Filipino band from Tacoma, Seattle. Nice.
Filipino Miles.
See?
Jesus. Little Donut.
I know. Miles. I'm a racist.
Obviously.
Know your ring of fire.
Buchanan.
I'm about to say, the Buchanan's over here.
Just think about lumpia. Filipino.
I love lumpia.
So do I. I thought about dating a Filipino girl just to get a hookup.
Just to have a hookup for
I like
lumpia.
Tiki Punch from Faygo.
All right, John.
I don't know if we're helping her.
Here's your question. What are the names of the four Pac-Man ghosts?
Oh, God. Blinky, Pinky.
One in the...
No.
Binky, I don't know. I forget.
Ready for this. You got Pinky, Blinky, Inky, and Clyde.
Clyde was the one they didn't expect.
They didn't do a stinky.
I was never going to get that.
Because of people like you, Miles.
I see.
All right, your question. In what country does The Jungle Book take place?
Don't you dare.
You're going to make me sound like that guy.
No, you just have to say the country.
The country.
But it doesn't really have a jungle there, does it?
No, it absolutely has a jungle.
Okay.
Keep in mind, Shere Khan.
Oh, Jungle Book.
Did you say Brazil?
Not The Lion King.
It is not Brazil.
India.
India.
Yeah. Oh, is it India?
It's a jungle. It's a tiger.
There's a lion or a tiger, right?
Yeah, tigers, cobras,
Indian
tiger, tabby.
Yeah.
Isn't there a bear in it too, though? Yeah, bears in India.
Baloo.
Yeah, sure.
They got bears in India.
Yeah, man.
Do they?
They're in the jungle.
Yeah.
They're in the jungle. Thank you.
I feel like black bears go wherever they want.
Hang on.
Damn right we do.
Yeah, well.
All right, your question.
Yeah, sloth bears.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What sloth color bears appears in the middle of a rainbow?
God, I thought I was going to be better at this game. Orange?
Blue?
Green.
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 Question four.
Question number four. All right, Sam, you remember that show Quantum Leap?
Sam? No, it's John.
What's
why,
that?
Why did you say Sam? That was the name of the character.
Oh, damn, yeah. Well,
on Quantum Leap.
I totally blew that. Yeah, the answer was Sam Beck. All right. Good, yeah, completely Freudian on that one. My bad, John. All right. Your question. What was the first city in the United States to establish a police force? Obviously, it's on the East Coast. Say a lot of Irish were involved.
Mm-hmm. New York.
Boston.
Boston.
Get out.
Seriously? Yeah.
John, all right, John, Sam, whatever the hell your name is.
Hang on for a minute there. We're going to come back with question number five. And more of Big Dummy on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.